We come to that part of the program when I bring you the daily devotional, and I love this part. I love it so much. We're at part 22 of Agape Love, and I know you're saying, how many parts are there, David? I have no idea. I just know when it comes to the end. This time, I have absolutely no clue. And it doesn't matter anyway. 1 Corinthians, we looked at that yesterday. We looked at verse 5. Today, we're going to look at the same chapter and the same book, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. And today, we're going to look at verse 1 through 3. And it says this. Paul is just beginning his diatribe on love. He's beginning to explain to the Corinthian church exactly what love is. And he needs to preamble this. He needs to preamble what love is in this incredible, exclusive, and anointed way. He says, if I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy and I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and not only that, but just imagine this, if I had such faith that I could move mountains but did not love others, what would I be? Paul tells you. I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. This is the importance through here, through verses 1 through 2 and 3. This is where Paul is placing the importance of how love should be. He is saying it is vital. Because whatever you do, if there's no love, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. I'll say it again. You are wasting your time. You could be the head of the biggest ministry in this world. You really could. And you might have just decided to listen to Worship Radio 247 to see what the competition is up to. And you could be the head of a huge ministry, a multinational ministry. But if you weren't loving your neighbors, as Jesus has commanded you to do, if you are not loving your brothers and sisters around the world, as Jesus has told you you must, you're nothing. You are nothing. Nada. Nunca. Rien. Sounds like a harsh and hard word, but it's the truth. I am telling you, it is the truth. Why? Because Paul is telling us here. If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, just imagine that. Just imagine you were able to communicate and converse with all the languages of the world. I can tell you, in Malawi alone, Malawi is a little country in Africa on the eastern side. And Malawi, I know this for a fact, has 64 different languages in that tiny country alone. I don't need to go on, do I? If you could speak all the languages of earth and angels, but didn't love others, Paul says that we would be only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And I love the way he uses that analogy of a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal, because a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal, just imagine those two played together right now with no music, nothing else, just a noisy gong and a clanging cymbal, how annoying would that be? You would be so aggravated if I were to stop the music like this and just play you a clanging cymbal, which I don't have, or a noisy gong, which I don't have either. But if I were to do that, and do that for about 10 minutes, I can guarantee you this. You would be not listening to this broadcast. You would have tuned off. You'd have turned off. And you would have said, I'm not listening to this. I'm not listening to this. It's so annoying. And that's why Paul used that analogy, because it would be so annoying just to listen to a clanging cymbal and a noisy gong. And he even says, noisy gong. Yet you can speak all the languages of the world. You can speak all the languages of even the angels. But the one thing you lack is love. You don't have love, and that's what you sound like. Whenever you open your mouth, you sound like a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Beloved, are you getting this message of how important love is? And in this, beloved, you have no choice. And I will continue preaching this until I draw my last breath. You have no choice. You have no choice. Paul goes on, if I had the gift of prophecy and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge. And he doesn't stop there. He continues. And watch this. So I've got the gift of prophecy and I understand all of God's secret plans. Now watch. I also possess all knowledge. And I've got such faith that I can move mountains. That's how much faith I've got inside me. But guess what? I don't love anybody. Paul says, if that were the case, I would be nothing. I would be inconsequential. I would be totally and utterly nothing. I do know this. I do know this as I am bringing you this word. I know this in the spirit. I am telling you, there is a leader of a large ministry or a church who is listening to this broadcast right now, and this word is penetrating your heart. It is penetrating your heart with such passion and fire. I believe in Jesus' name that as you listen to this broadcast, your life is changing before your eyes because you know it's the truth, and the truth is there to set you free. And I believe in Jesus' name that as you are listening to this broadcast now, you are being set free. And I believe that the Lord is implanting into you love that you never knew, love that you didn't know existed, love that you couldn't comprehend. That love is pouring into your heart and into your life now, and I believe you are being so incredibly impacted by this because you needed to hear this word today. And I give God the glory and the honor and the power. And I believe there is someone else listening to this who needed to hear this word too. No, you're not the head of a big ministry. That doesn't matter. What matters is that you are being impacted by God's word in such a powerful way right now. As I am speaking, God's love is pouring into your heart. You didn't know what was going on just now, but now you do. You know that that love is being poured into your heart, and that love is going to be a tool where God will say to you, spread my love. Verse 3, if I gave everything I have to the poor and I even sacrificed my body. I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Beloved, this is all a preamble. All of this is a preamble for Paul to tell you what love is. And I said on yesterday's broadcast that what we should do is to make a list and see where we fall down. Wherever we fall down, we need to pick ourselves up. Wherever we fall down, we need to say, Father, I have a problem in that area. Lord, I can't deal with this because I do get irritated. Father, I can't help it. Sometimes I am rude and I shouldn't be. Lord, help me here because I keep record of when I have been wronged. Heavenly Father, I'm not patient. Lord God Almighty, sometimes I'm not kind. This is what we should do, you see. Put down a list of what love is and what love isn't. And make sure that we are living by that. Make sure that we are understanding that all those things become a part of our lives. So that the love that God pours into us, we can pour out. So that the love that comes in will go out. And I believe it would be just like, how can I put this? Like gasoline going into the car. It comes out of the machine and it goes into the car to make the car work. It comes out of the machine, it goes into the car to make the car work. The car works, and when it gets empty, the machine fills it up again, and off we go again. The Holy Spirit pouring His Spirit into you. The Holy Spirit pouring His almighty love into you. As you give out, the Holy Spirit pours in. As you give out, the Holy Spirit pours in. Are you getting this? Can I hear an amen? As you give out, the Holy Spirit pours in. Say this, as I give out, the Holy Spirit pours in. Say it again. As I give out, the Holy Spirit pours in. This is necessary. But I hear you say, David, this is so hard. It's so hard for me to love. That person that I'm supposed to love is so annoying, so aggravating. I can't stand them. I can't even stand to look at that person. What I say to you is this: tough. That's called tough love. And that's what you've got to do. That is what you are required to do. You are not required, actually, that's the wrong word. Beloved, you are commanded. Say that, commanded. You are commanded to love in this way. It's not just a beautiful idea. It's not something that you're going to get out of. It's not something that you are going to say, well, I didn't hear that bit. I didn't know about that bit. When you get to glory, you will know that you have been taught correctly, because this is so important. The Lord God said to me some years ago, tell my people about my love, and that is what I will do until I can draw no more breath and I go to be in glory myself. And the one thing I want Almighty God to say to me is, well done, my good and faithful servant. I must tell you, I must warn you, and I must instruct you that you have to love the way Jesus loved us. Love one another as I have loved you, says Jesus. As I have loved you, agape love, love that is unconditional. And that annoying person, you have to love them. You might not like them, but you're instructed to love them. You're commanded to love them. And we just need to ask the Lord Himself for help. And I believe it will become easy. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word today. Lord, we constantly give you the honor and the glory, but I do that now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for your powerful word, and thank you for the life-changing words that have happened. and thank you for the lives, Lord, that have been changed. In the mighty name of Jesus, to you be the glory, forever and ever. Amen and amen.